Felch, no good. Again, the Evergreen struggling from the outside. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Marcus McDonald. Warriors looking to extend a five-point lead. With it out top is Lang. Now with it is Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel dribbles 25 feet from the basket. Heilman between the circles. Now left wing side. Taken by Griffin Lang. Lang holds it on his hip. Lang around the screen. Lang now stops, gives it over to Heilman. Heilman up for a three-pointer. Off to the left, no good. Rebound is tipped. Grabbed by Casey Studeman for DCE. Everest will bring it back up court. Now with his Studeman. Studeman penetrates, lost his balance, kicks it off to Felch. Felch now penetrates. Felch in the lane, up with the right-hander. Short, no good. Felch gets his own rebound, lays it up and in, draws contact, draws a foul, and a chance for a three-point play for Cade Felch. That's a big basket for DCE. They have been struggling from the outside. That time they decided to try to dribble, penetrate, work it into the lane, and it led to a missed shot, but then a rebound for Felch, and now a chance for a three-point play. Foul is called on Brady Phelps, his second. So Vander Truax back in now for DCE. Carji Cooper and Bennett Mattson back into the game for Wausau West. And a line violation on Felch will wipe away the free throw. And the ball goes over to Wausau West, 15-12 Warriors. So wipe away the free throw on that attempt by Felch because he stepped over the line. And Coach Nate Lemons wants timeout. Timeout Warriors, 15-12. Wausau West, 7:41 to go in the first half. We'll be back in just a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
To 12. Warriors over the Evergreen. 7:41 to go in the first half. Everest will set up pressure in the backcourt. Cooper looking. Now finally gets it in to Bennett Mattson. Back to Carji Cooper. Getting his first break of the night is Griffin Lang. He has 7 points. Great start for the Wausau West senior. Left-hand side, Jackson Riley into the game. Moves it right to Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel near the top of the key. Left wing side, Bennett Mattson. Bennett still dribbles. Bennett. Bounce pass, right wing side to Carji Cooper. Cooper, left corner, Waldvogel, open for three, hits it. The Warriors draining the threes here in the first half. Oh, are they going to call a technical foul on Miles Waldvogel for taunting? Wow, 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 wow. That, boy, oh boy, come on. That is a really, really tough call. Excitement, big playoff game, big crowd. And again, I have to admit, I did not see exactly what Waldvogel did. He looks like he's very upset about this call. Coach Nate Lemons having a word with the referee. But again, a playoff game, give a warning. You don't have to tee him up the first time. Give a warning. Doggone it. And now Cade Felch will get two free throws. That, again, I don't like that one bit. And I don't care if it was West or Everest in that case. In a big game, emotional game, rivalry game, give a warning. First free throw is good for Felch. Doggone it. I hate that call. One more free throw now for Felch. But boy, the Warriors, they are shooting the basketball in the first half. Second free throw is good. So now 18-14, 7:15 to go first half. Waldvogel will take a seat. Griffin Lang back in. Four team fouls on West. No team fouls yet on DCE. Evergreens will inbound on the far sideline. Xavier Edwards gets it into Vander Truax. Truax between the circles. Gives it off to Studeman. Casey Studeman, right wing side to DeSalle. DeSalle into the right corner. That's Cade Felch. Felch with Kargi Cooper in his grill. Back out top Studeman. Rotated left wing side, Xavier Edwards. Edwards, 23 feet from the basket. Marcus McDonald on the D. Right wing side. With it is Vander Truax. Truax. Ball is tipped away by Lang. Lang trying to chase it down. Collision between Lang and Xavier Edwards. And who is this foul on? Oh, they're going to call it on Griffin Lang. And the Warrior students are not happy on the far side. Coach Nate Lemon's not happy as well. Oh, boy, Griffin Lang has got some energy here tonight. He knocked it away, then tried to chase it down in the backcourt. There was a collision between Lang and Xavier Edwards. And again, I can't say that that was a bad call. That call was a hard call. It could have gone either way. So back into the forecourt comes Xavier Edwards. Edwards gets it to Truex, 30 feet from the basket. Left-hand side, Cohen Preby. Preby around the screen. Now with it is Edwards. Edwards between the circles. Edwards dribbles. In his grill is Jackson Riley. Works around the screen. Down low, Truex bobbled and tipped and stolen. Picked up by Kargi Cooper. Cooper into the lane. Cooper to the hole, lays it up and in. That was a tough finish by Kargi Cooper. Wow, that was some real skill getting around the block attempt by Studeman. 20-14 Warriors. Right corner, Truex. 20 feet from the basket. Right wing side. Bounce pass. In the corner, Studeman. Studeman dribbles with the left hand. Studeman goes to the hole. Studeman misses the shot. Rebounds grabbed by Griffin Lang for Wausau West. Gets it ahead. Jackson Riley. Riley penetrates. Riley to the hole. Right wing side. With it is Cooper. Cooper goes baseline. Cooper stopped. Cooper hits the cutter. Bennett Matson bobbles it. Digs it out. Bennett stripped and he'll be fouled. And Bennett Matson will head to the stripe for a pair of shots. Boy, Warriors coming out very sharp here in this first half. 20-14. Bennett Matson will get a couple of shots here for the Warriors. Bennett with 5 points in the game. First free throw a little bit strong, no good. Matthew Heilman back in, replacing Jackson Riley for Wausau West. Second free throw. Too strong. Ah, oh, hate. Got to make those free throws. Rebounds grabbed by Kargi Cooper. Another chance for the Warriors. Left wing side, Cooper. Cooper into the lane. Moves it left corner. McDonald. McDonald moves it right wing. Kargi Cooper. Open three. Hits it. Kargi Cooper with the triple for the right wing. And the Warriors up by 9. 23-14. 5:25 to go in the first half. With it out top, Vander Truax. Truax dribbles with the left hand. Truex back out top. Taken there by Edwards. Right-hand side. Preby up for a three. Back bracket no good. Rebound is grabbed by Studeman. Studeman gives it back over to Cade Felch. Felch between the circles. Felch back over to Studeman near the right elbow. Fakes the jumper. Now goes baseline. Goes to the basket. Banks it up. No good. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Bennett Matson. Couple of tough breaks for Everest last couple of possessions on balls that looked like they could have dropped in. Now good move to Lang. Lang lays it up and in on the right hand side. Quickly to the basket was Lang, and the Warriors up by 11, 25-14, 4:48 to go in the first half. Timeout Evergreens. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
A terrific first half here for the Wausau West Warriors. Wausau West 25, D.C. Everest 14, 4:48 to go in the first half. Everest with the basketball. Cohen Preby into the front court. Preby on the right wing, 25 feet from the basket. Left open for a three and hits it. A long three-pointer for Cohen Preby. He now has 5 points and a big basket for DCE. Pulls the Evergreens back to within 8, 25-11. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson with the left-handed dribble. Bobbles it, gets it back between the circles. Right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang back to Mattson on the wing. Mattson still behind the arc. Moves it left-hand side, McDonald. McDonald back to Lang. Back to Bennett Mattson. Mattson down low. Heilman. Heilman under the basket. Heilman trying to work his way up. And a walk is called. Tried to get some room to maneuver was the freshman Matthew Heilman, but did a little hop, and that will be a turnover on Wausau West. So now Everest gets it back down by 8, 4:05 to go in the first half. Xavier Edwards on the right-hand side. Edwards, 30 feet from the basket, now starts his dribble. Bounce pass. Studeman still working against Bennett Mattson. Studeman holds it. Still holds it. Now dribbles. Kicks it. Oh, picked off. Tried to pass cross-court. Karji Cooper, and then Cooper has it knocked away. But following up, grabbing it was Griffin Lang, and he'll be fouled. That was an interesting play because coming down the right-hand side of the lane was Karji Cooper. He was stripped, but following was Griffin Lang, and he grabbed it like it was a pass and then went right up for the shot. It's fouled and gets a couple of free throws. Cohen Preby called for the foul. First free throw is no good for Griffin Lang. Jackson Riley into the game for Matthew Heilman. Second free throw, good as well. I mean, I should say second is good. Missed the first. 26-17 Warriors, 3:45 to go in the first half. Into the front court comes Xavier Edwards. Edwards penetrates. Edwards to the hole. Edwards lays it up and in. Edwards with the basket. He has 5 points. 26-19, 3:30 to go in the first half. Over the timeline comes Wausau West and Griffin Lang. Lang. Dribbles, moves it right, taken by Marcus McDonald. McDonald back to Lang. Lang, 30 feet from the hole. Lang dribbles with the left hand. Left corner, McDonald. McDonald into the lane. Marcus kicks it right-hand side. Open three for Riley. Hits it! Jackson Riley gets into the three-point parade. Five different Warriors have triples, and it's now 29-19 Wausau West. 3 minutes even to go, first half. Left-hand side with it is Vander Truex. Truex dribbles to the right wing, gets it over to Studeman. Studeman right corner, now mismatch against Lang. Now kicks it left wing, Xavier Edwards. Edwards 22 feet from the hole. Edwards penetrates. Edwards stripped of the basketball, saved by Bennett Mattson into the hands of Jackson Riley. Up court comes Griffin Lang. Now right wing, Riley up for a three, hits it! Riley with back-to-back triples, and it's a 13-point lead for Wausau West. Timeout Evergreens. 2:32 to go, first half. Warriors 32, Everest 19. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Warriors now up by 13 points. 32-19, 2:23 to go in the first half. DC Everest, and now a walk is called as Xavier Edwards, an unforced turnover, as right now a little discombobulated are the Evergreens. Boy, oh boy, it's been a rough go of it for DCE in the first half, and the Warriors are clicking on all cylinders. Into the forecourt comes Wausau West. With it is Griffin Lang. Lang to the right wing, hands it to Riley. Riley near the top of the key, moves it left to Carji Cooper. Cooper down the lane. Cooper got bumped, no whistle. Ball is tipped, ball is stolen. And now a foul coming up. Bennett Mattson will be called for a foul as he ended up bumping into the back of Cade Felch. Team foul number 6 on the Warriors. Second foul on Bennett Mattson. He will take a seat. Don't want to get number 3 here in the first half. Brander Truax on the right wing. Gets it out top. Xavier Edwards. Edwards on the dribble. Edwards. Oh, and a miscommunication. Boy, oh boy. Again, expecting Truax to settle in the right corner. Instead, Truax was cutting the baseline, and it's thrown out of bounds. So the Warriors get it back, a chance to extend this 13-point lead, 32-19, a minute 44 to go in the first half. Over the timeline comes Carji Cooper, gives it off to Lang. Left-hand side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald moves it right, Griffin Lang. Lang, 30 feet from the basket. Now moved left wing side, taken there by Jackson Riley. Riley gives it over to Carji Cooper. Right wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald out top, Griffin Lang. Lang dribbles. Lang backs it up. Lang moves it left-hand side. Matthew Heilman. Now down low. Heilman. Heilman to the hole. Misses the layup. Rebound is grabbed. grabbed by Cade Felch. Felch will bring it back up court now for DCE. Oh, ball is stolen by Jackson Riley. Picked off the pass. Riley to the hole. Block shot. Rebound tipped. Heilman will grab it. Heilman now needs help. He'll dribble. Gets it back to Griffin Lang, left wing side. Skips it. Right corner, Riley. Fakes the three, looks baseline, goes to the hole. Floater from three is good. Well done by Jackson Riley. 34-19 Warriors, 45 seconds to go in the first half. Everest into the forecourt, right wing side. Cohen Preby. Preby, 30 feet from the basket. Now right hand side, posting up is Studeman. Studeman working against Heilman. Studeman in the lane, ball fake, up and under, draws a contact, lays it up and in, and he'll have a chance for a 3-point play. That was a tough matchup for Matthew Heilman against a much bigger, thicker Casey Studeman. So Studeman now with 7 points, stepping to the free throw line. Free throw is good. 34-22 Warriors, 28 seconds to go in the half. Carji Cooper moves it near side, Griffin Lang. Back over to Carji Cooper. Right-hand side, Marcus McDonald. Marcus gets double, gets it to Carji Cooper. Cooper moves it left, Marcus McDonald. Further left, Jackson Riley. 25 feet from the basket, Marcus McDonald. Back on the left wing side, with it is Jackson Riley. Down to 9 seconds. Back near the center circle, Marcus McDonald. Right wing side to Lang. Down to 4. Gets it over on the left-hand side, Cooper. Left corner, 3 is no good as the first half comes to an end. But a very good first half for the Wausau West Warriors. They'll take a 12-point lead into the locker room. Wausau West 34, DC Evers 22. This is Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
No!
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Chad Holmes back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, where it was a terrific first half for the Wausau West High School boys basketball team. The Warriors have a 12-point lead over D.C. Evers, 34-22, in this Division I regional semifinal. The winner of this game will take on the winner of the game between Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial tomorrow night in the regional final. But looking at the numbers of this first half of play, for D.C. Evers, 8 points for Casey Studeman, 3 two-pointers and 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. 5 points for Cohen Preby, a 3-point field goal and 2 for 2 at the stripe. Xavier Edwards had 5 points, a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. Cade Felch had 4 points, a 2-point field goal and 2 out of 3 at the stripe. 5 two-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 6 out of 8 free throws for D.C. Evers in the first half of play. For the Wausau West Warriors in the first half, Griffin Lang had 10 points, 3 two-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 1 for 2 at the stripe. Karji Cooper had 8 points, a pair of 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. 8 points for Jackson Riley. He also had a pair of 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. 5 points for Bennett Mattson, a 3-pointer, a 2-pointer, and 0 for 2 at the free throw line. And a 3-point field goal for 3 points for Miles Wallvogel. 6 two-pointers, 7 3-pointers. Boy, You don't see that from the Warriors too often, but they were hitting it from beyond the arc here in the first half. One out of four at the free throw line as well for the Wausau West Warriors. 34-22 West with the lead over DC Everest at the end of the first half. Tomorrow afternoon, we have high school hockey. The Central Wisconsin Storm in the state championship game. Storm against the Bay Area Ice Bears. We will have live coverage of that one, starting with the pregame show at 2:35 and the opening faceoff at 3. Again, that's for Madison. Central Wisconsin Storm hockey against the Bay Area Ice Bears. Rematch of last year's state championship game right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tomorrow night, man, I'm trying to figure out a way somehow to get to Eau Claire if necessary, but I just don't see how it happens. Tom Weaver would be with the Marathon boys basketball team, likely at Auburndale with a win tonight. But we're going to see how things shake out tonight. But unfortunately, this time of year, sometimes you have to miss a game, and unfortunately, I'm not sure we're going to be able to get to Eau Claire for the regional final. But we're going to see what we can do here in the next 18 hours to try and figure something out. But 34-22, and of course, the Warriors have work to do before they even think about going to a game tomorrow night. Have to finish things off here this evening, and we'll have the second half coming up next. Warriors 34, Evergreens 22. This is Wausau West High School Boys Playoff Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Start of the second half here from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. The Wausau West Warriors over the DC Everest Evergreens by a score of 34-22. And again, that was as sharp a half as Wausau West has played in quite a while. I mean, they've had some really good halves, but, boy, that was a terrific half. Hitting the shots from the outside, playing really good defense against a solid D.C. Ever squad. This Evergreen team came in playing well, beating East by 21 in their last regular season game. But now the Warriors have the 12-point lead, Everest with the basketball. In the right corner with it is Cade Felch. Felch, 21 feet from the basket on the wing. Vander Truex out top. Cohen Preby. Preby back to Edwards. Edwards into the right wing to Felch. Now back with it is Xavier Edwards, right wing side. Vander Truex, 22 feet from the basket. Now just left at the top of the key, Preby. He'll hit a three. Boy, he is such a good shooter. Doesn't need much room, and he is able to go beyond the arc. And that, again, his two three-pointers have been a couple of feet or more behind the arc. And now it's a 34-25 game. Warriors up by nine. Cooper, right wing side. With it is Griffin Lang. Lang on the wing. Hands it off. Bennett Mattson. Mattson swings it. Left wing side. Kargi Cooper. Cooper looking down low. Griffin Lang. Lang on the left block. Lang goes in against Preby. Lays it up and in. Boy, physical. As beating Preby on the block was Griffin Lang. He now has a dozen. And now a whistle and a walk on Xavier Edwards after taking the pass near the timeline. So Warriors up 36-25, 16:56 to go, and Wausau West will get the basketball back. Near the timeline, Kargi Cooper moves it left. Griffin Lang hands it off. Bennett Mattson. Between the circles, Marcus McDonald. Left wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang to the left corner. Lang, bounce pass on the wing, McDonald. Back out top, Kargi Cooper. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson in front of the Warrior bench, dribbles with the left hand. Now kicks it into the right corner. Kargi Cooper fakes the jumper. Now to the right block. Little up and under. Drops it down low, but right into the hands of Vander Truex. Steal for Truex. Evergreens get it back. Into the front court. Now with it is DCE. Right-hand side, Cohen Preby. Preby near the top of the key. Now stops. Moves it right wing side. Cade Felch. Felch down low. Posting up is Studeman. Studeman against Mattson near the right block. Now the double team comes. Looking for help. Now Studeman. Left corner, Felch. On the wing, Edwards. Edwards out top, Studeman, 18 feet from the basket. Right wing side, Preby, looking baseline. Preby moves it left wing, Felch, open for a three-pointer. Came up short, no good. Rebound is battle for, dug out by West and Brady Phelps. Warriors will bring it back up court. Into the forecourt, Griffin Lang. Lang going to the basket, he'll be fouled before the shot. Griffin Lang is showing every bit the four-year varsity player that he is tonight. Cade Felch called for his first team foul, number one on Everest. Inbounded, ball tip, ball is battled for, and Studeman will get control and a timeout called by Evergreen head coach Oliver Drake. 15:44 to go in the second half. Warriors 36, Evergreens 25. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO and live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
And Chad Holmes back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. Division I regional semifinal, the Wausau West Warriors and the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Wausau West 36, D.C. Everest 25, 15:44 to go in the second half. Marathon over on 98.9 WXCO tonight live is leading Phillips 41-23 in the second half. On the left wing side for the Evergreens, Cade Felch. Felch, 20 feet from the basket, gets it back out top, Xavier Edwards. Edwards on the right wing side, taken there by Vander Truex. Back on the right wing side, now with his Preby. Preby dribbles, gets it into the right corner, Cade Felch. Felch backs it up. Boy, the defense continues to be rock solid for the Warriors. Between the circles, Xavier Edwards, left wing side, Vander Truex. Truex back to Edwards, moves it right wing side, Cohen Preby. Preby looks down low, Studeman. Studeman double teamed again, and this time it will be a foul on the floor before the shot. The Warriors doing a good job because Studeman is such a tough matchup, one-on-one. Warriors try to go one-on-one, but then they are very good at the timing of getting that help and doubling Studeman. Miles Wahlvogel will check into the game for the Warriors, replacing Brady Phelps. Cohen Preby looking, gets it in out top. Edwards, 25 feet from the basket. Edwards looking to penetrate, goes to the hole, leans in from four, and gets the roll. That was a good play by Xavier Edwards. Decided to use his quickness and get to the basket. Makes it 36-27. And despite how well the Warriors have played and maybe how it's been tough for the Evergreens, it's still very much a tight game. 9 points with this very explosive D.C. Everest offense. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson near the top of the key. Bounce pass, left wing side, Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel into the lane, drops it down low, Bennett Mattson. Mattson at the right block, Mattson in the lane. Mattson, right wing side, Wahlvogel open for a three, hits it. Miles Wahlvogel, well beyond the arc from the right wing. His second triple, the Warriors continue to bury him for three-point land. 39-27, 14-13 to go. Edwards on the right wing. Out top, Cohen Preby up for a three-pointer. Back bracket, no good. Rebound, Kharji Cooper for the Warriors. Warriors up by 12 with the basketball. Cooper into the forecourt. Rotated right wing side, Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel back out top, bobbled, trying to grab it. Warriors do, left-hand side, Kharji Cooper. Cooper, 21 feet from the basket, back out top. McDonald, right wing side, Wahlvogel. Hands it to Griffin Lang. Lang back to Wahlvogel on the wing. Wahlvogel into the lane. Moves it left wing. Open three for Cooper. Rolls off no good. Oh, and then Edwards goes right through Miles Wahlvogel. And Xavier Edwards will call for the foul. Inbounded right-hand side, Bennett Mattson. Out top, Marcus McDonald. McDonald, left-hand side, Kharji Cooper. Cooper into the lane, drops it right corner, Bennett Mattson. Mattson into the lane. Mattson up and under, up at the right hand, swatted away by Casey Studeman out of bounds. That Studeman is a force, both down low offensively and down low defensively. But the Warriors will keep it. They will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded Kharji Cooper, right block. Cooper goes up, banks it, oh, and it does not drop. That was a great look off the inbounds play for the Warriors. Xavier Edwards back up court now for the Evergreens. Left-hand side, Edwards bobbles it, gets it back. Edwards now looking to go baseline. Little contact, gets to the basket. Ball stripped and stolen. Kharji Cooper. Cooper down the lane. Cooper to the hole. Cooper misses the running layup, and the rebound's grabbed by Everest and Sam Dassel. Back up court, Cohen Preby. Preby, right wing, Studeman. Right elbow, 15-foot jumper, no good. Boy, the shots are not dropping for Everest here tonight. Into the forecourt, Miles Wahlvogel. Right wing side, Marcus McDonald. 39-27 Warriors, 12:40 to go. Left-hand side, Wahlvogel gets it out top to Lang. Lang around the screen. Lang down the lane. Lang to the basket. Left-handed layup is no good. Rebound grabbed by Mattson. He'll go up. Yes, for the foul! Bennett Mattson with the basket and a chance for a three-point play. 7 points for Bennett Mattson. Jackson Riley, who had a great first half with 8 points, now steps back into the game for the Warriors. And now trying to complete the three-point play is Bennett Mattson. And boy, what's going on here? And the same official who called the tee earlier is calling what? Some sort of violation on West, and I don't know what it was. The same ref who called the tee for taunting in the first half on Wahlvogel makes a call there. Again, I'm not sure what it was, but Everest has it. 41-27 Warriors, biggest lead of the night for Wausau West. To the basket, Studeman lays it up and in, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. Casey Studeman will try to get Everest back to within 11. Brady Phelps will come back into the game for West. Ransom Dickerson comes in for DCE. Free throw is good. 41-30. Warriors, 12-12 to go in the second half. Into the front court comes Griffin Lang. Lang between the circles. Lang to the right-hand side. Moves it over to Marcus McDonald. McDonald, how to bounce off his foot, but then off the back of Dickerson. Picked up by Riley. Riley on the right block. Riley moves it right wing. Phelps back to Riley, right wing. Riley into the lane. Moves it left wing side. Now left corner. Open three for Lang. Hits it! What a night from behind the arc for the Wausau West Warriors. 15 points for Griffin Lang. 9 three-pointers as a team. 2 of which from Lang. And the Warriors up. Did they call that only a 2? They only put a 2 on the board. 44-30. Wausau West. Actually, no, it was a 3 because of the 3-point play a moment ago by Everest. So back to a 14-point game. Inside. Cohen Preby takes the pass, lays it up and in. I tell you, after all the broadcasts I've had the last 2 days, the throat is a little raw, but it's been a lot of fun with the storm last night, overtime, the Warrior hockey team at state today, and now the Warrior boys here in this regional semifinal. 44-22, Wausau West, Warriors into the forecourt. Right-hand side, Marcus McDonald, 23 feet from the hole. Marcus moves it left, Griffin Lang. Lang, left-hand side, Waldvogel. Waldvogel gets it near the center circle, Jackson Riley on the right wing. Again, Griffin Lang. Lang moves it on the near side, Waldvogel. Patience, and right now with the lead, the Warriors can afford to be patient. Left-hand side, Waldvogel. Waldvogel looks baseline. Waldvogel down low. Waldvogel, right corner. Three-pointer for Lang. A little bit strong, no good. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Xavier Edwards. Back up court, Cohen Preby, left wing. Preby dribbles. Preby, about 30 feet from the basket. At the free throw line, Studeman. Studeman holds it. Now looking to penetrate. Dribbles it off his foot. Ball is loose. Studeman dives on it. And Everest will get a timeout. What a hustle play by Casey Studeman. And he went down hard on that basketball, but able to grab it. Everest will take the timeout. And Everest will take the timeout. 10-18 to go, 44-32 West with the lead. We're going to keep it right here, and I want to say something real quickly. Because the D.C. Everest community is hurting today. A young man from D.C. Everest, an athlete, a student athlete from D.C. Everest, tragically passed on. And read a note from his mother. Online bullying needs to stop. And we feel for D.C. Everest, for these players who are out there tonight. Obviously, I'm sure many of them are hurting tonight, as one of their classmates and probably somebody that was a teammate at one point or another passed away. So, again, our thoughts and our best wishes to the D.C. Everest family in a tough time. Going in, trying a five-footer, missing the shot is Xavier Edwards for the Evergreens, and the rebound's grabbed by Griffin Lang. A tough time for Everest, and I want everybody to know that we're thinking about them. Left-hand side, with it is Kargi Cooper into the lane. He'll be bumped. He'll be fouled before the shot. So 44-32 Wausau West, 9:58 to go in the second half. That is the fourth team foul on the Evergreens. Xavier Edwards' second foul. And the Warriors are inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Griffin Lang looking. Gets it in right corner. Tipped away. Dickerson got a hand on it. Tipped it out of bounds. Ball stays with West. Griffin Lang will inbound. Right wing side. Again with it is Kargi Cooper. Cooper will back it up. Moves it right wing. Taken by Lang. Lang back to Kargi Cooper. Cooper fakes the three-pointer. Gets it out top. Phelps, left wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley penetrates. Moves it right wing side, Waldvogel. Out top to Cooper. Cooper into the lane. Cooper stripped of the ball. Picked up by Studeman. Studeman has it knocked away, but a foul will be called on Griffin Lang. Well, right now is probably the point of the game where the Warriors would like to be able to put it away, and D.C. Everest wants to try to get themselves back into it. And 9 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the second half. 44-32 Warriors. And it looks like a substitution coming in for DCE. Vander Truex coming into the game. Inbounding it will be Cade Felch into the backcourt, Cohen Preeby. Preeby will work his way up court against Miles Wahlvogel. Crossing the timeline. Right hand side, Ransom Dickerson. Dickerson gets it out top. Truax moves it left wing side. Felch. Felch 22 feet from the basket. Posting up, Studeman. Studeman, left hand side of the lane. Forces his way up to the basket. Four footer is no good. Good look, but just could not finish. Warriors get the rebound. Ball tipped away from Riley and then knocks it off the leg of Cade Felch out of bounds. Oh, wait a second. They're going to say as he tipped it, the foot was out of bounds by Jackson Riley. So he tipped it off the body of Felch, but the official says that Riley was stepping on the sideline, so he was out of bounds when he touched it. So Everest gets it back. Left-hand side, Preeby moves it further left. That is Dickerson. Back out top to Truax. Now left wing side, Preeby. Preeby with defense from Kharji Cooper moves it right over to Truax. 23 feet from the basket. Truax moves it left-hand side. With it is Cade Felch. Felch, 22 feet from the basket. Felch, ball is tipped and stolen. Griffin Lang. Lang heading to the hole. Lang will lay it up and in. 7 in the half, 17 in the game for Griffin Lang. 46-32 Warriors, 8.5 minutes to go. Left-hand side, Vander Truex. Out top, Cohen Preeby. Preeby, 20 feet from the basket. Goes up for a three-pointer. Rebound is tipped and grabbed by Wausau West and Griffin Lang. Lang, left-hand corner. Going up for the three is Miles Wahlvogel, who drains it. Third triple for Miles Wahlvogel. And the Warriors, as I said, want to put it away. They're taking those steps. 17-point game, 49-32, 8:03 to go. Into the lane, Dickerson, up from 12. Came up short. Rebound fought for and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Wausau West. What a job here tonight. And again, the job is not done, but boy, what a job. What a week of preparation, obviously, that Coach Lemons, Coach Teske, and the entire staff has put in. Because this West team has come out with a plan, and they have executed it exceptionally well. Left-hand side, Kharji Cooper. Cooper gets it over to Wahlvogel, over the timeline. Right wing side, Griffin Lang. Down low with his Phelps. Phelps will lay it up. No good. Fight for the board. Tipped and grabbed by Xavier Edwards. Back up court comes DCE. Edwards on the left wing side. 21 feet from the basket. Edwards still dribbles. Edwards into the lane. Edwards goes to the basket. Lays it up and in. 9 points for Xavier Edwards. 49-34 Warriors. 7:20 to go. Griffin Lang gets bumped and fouled by Casey Studeman as he took the pass in the center circle. Five team fouls on Everest. Second personal foul on Studeman. Looking to inbound it on the near sideline is Griffin Lang. Into the backcourt, Bennett Mattson. Really good group of seniors for West, and you love to see how they're stepping up here tonight. Griffin Lang near the center circle. Lang, right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson, 25 feet from the hole, moves it left. Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel, left-hand side, open three for Mattson. A little bit short, no good. Rebound grab by Xavier Edwards for DC Everest. Back up court come the Evergreens. Edwards near the top of the key. Moves it right wing side. Taken there by Vander Truex. Into the right corner. Cade Felch. Felch moves it on the wing. Xavier Edwards. Edwards, left wing side. Vander Truex. Truex, 23 feet from the basket. Moves it back out top. Right wing side, Cohen Preeby. He'll try a three. Rattles out, no good. It's been that kind of night for Everest. Rebound picked up by the Warriors. Into the front court, Kharji Cooper. Left hand side, Wahlvogel. And now a timeout call by Nate Lemons and the Warriors. 6:24 to go. Warriors 49, Evergreens 34. This is Wausau West boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
And Chad Holmes back from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. 49-34, Wausau West over DC Everest. 6:24 to go in the game. Into the backcourt, taken by Karchi Cooper. Cooper moves it left-hand side. Now with it is Marcus McDonald, Griffin Lang. Lang between the circles. Lang will dribble. I think the Warriors willing to milk some clock, up by 15. Right-hand side, Bennett Mapson. Out top, McDonald back on the right wing side. Karji Cooper, he'll fire a three. Rolls off short, no good. Picked up by DC Everest. Into the forecourt comes Xavier Edwards. Edwards moves it out top. With it is Studeman. Studeman going to the hole, banks it up and in. Casey Studeman with 13 points. 49-36. 5:43 to go. On the near side, with it is Karji Cooper. Cooper moves it left. Marcus McDonald. McDonald over the timeline and a 10 count and a turnover on the Warriors. That's a thing you can't afford. Need to take care of that basketball. Again, Everest, they've struggled shooting so far, but they still have a number of players that are very, very capable of getting hot. Left-hand side with it is Truex. Out top to Edwards. Edwards to the right elbow. Moves it left elbow. Studeman. Studeman 15 feet from the basket. Still holds it. Now dribbles. Penetration. Knocked away. Picked up by Griffin Lang, but they're going to call a walk. Walk on the Warriors, so the ball will stay with Everest. 5:15 to go. 49-36. Warriors with the lead. Taken on the left wing side. With it is Studeman. Studeman penetrates. Studeman to the hole. Lays it up and in. And right now, again, don't want this to become a single-digit game. And an line violation on Wausau West. And a turnover, so Everest will get it right back. Again, a turnover you don't want to see. 5:06 to go, 49-38 Warriors. Left-hand side, with it is Xavier Edwards. Edwards, 22 feet from the basket. Edwards moves it right-hand side. Three-pointer for Studeman, hits it. And just like that, it's an eight-point game. Studeman getting hot, 49-41, 4:50 to go. Warriors to the timeline. Now Waldvogel. Waldvogel gets it ahead. Jackson Riley. Riley stops in the lane. Left-hand side, Bennett Mapson. Baseline to the hole. Yes, and a foul! There is a senior play right there by Bennett Mapson. The Warriors needed it. Went hard on the baseline. Gets hacked. Makes the running layup. And now a chance for a three-point play. 9 points for Bennett Mapson for the Warriors. Free throw is good. A 10-point game for Bennett Mapson. Double figures. And a double-figure lead for the Warriors, 52-41, 4:35 to go. Into the forecourt, Xavier Edwards. Edwards looking to penetrate. Edwards stops. Edwards moves it left-hand side, Studeman. Studeman holds it. Now Studeman on the dribble. Gets it out top, Edwards. He'll try a three-pointer. Honeycomb's out. And again, that was halfway down, and that has been the night for DCE. Waldvogel into the forecourt. He'll be bumped. He'll be fouled by Vander Truex. And that will put DC Everest over the foul limit. So 1-1 opportunity now for the Warriors. But now the Warriors have to take care of business at the stripe. Warriors looking for an 18th win of the season in a game against either Eau Claire Memorial or against Eau Claire North. Free throw is no good, but the rebound tipped and grabbed by Waldvogel. Boy, that is a huge offensive board. On the left-hand side, Jackson Riley gets it inside. Ling to the hole! Rolls off, no good. It hung there, and now the ball tipped away by Waldvogel, but he'll be called for a bump and a foul as Casey Studeman tried to bring it up court. Second on Miles Waldvogel. Everest will inbound on the far sideline. 52-41 Warriors. Studeman on the right wing. Studeman dribbles. Studeman looking to penetrate. Studeman 360 on the dribble. Up and under. Forces it up. No good from 4 feet away. Good defense again by the Warriors. Tipped out of bounds off of DCE. They just make it hard. I mean, just making it as hard as possible, because Studeman made a couple of really good moves. He worked his way, had a good opportunity, but again, pressure on the shot, and the Warriors get it back. Phelps on the right-hand side, moves it left. Jackson Riley over to Griffin Lang. Back to Riley. Riley to Lang. Lang back to Bennett Matson. Matson to the hole. Bennett lays it up and in. 12 for Bennett Matson. 54-41 Warriors. 3.5 minutes to go. Over the timeline, Xavier Edwards. Left-hand side, Vander Truex. Truex to the left elbow. Back out top, Edwards. Edwards dribbles. Edwards stops. Backdoor cut. Tipped away from Truex. Ball is saved. Goes out of bounds off of West. Saving it for Everest was Cade Felch. Threw it off the body of Bennett Matson out of bounds. Evergreens will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Ransom Dickerson comes back in for DCE. Vander Truex will take a seat. Cohen Preby will inbound it here for the Evergreens. Inbounded right corner, Casey Studeman. Studeman looks to dribble, penetrate into the lane, goes to the basket, hits the two-footer. Studeman having a big second half. 12 in the half, 20 in the game, but the Warriors still up by 11, 54-43, 3 minutes to go. Into the forecourt comes West. Right-hand side, Bennett Matson. Matson has it knocked away, and it goes off the leg of Bennett Matson out of bounds. And the ball back with Everest. Despite the double-digit deficit, the Evergreens still digging deep, and that time forcing the turnover. Inbounding it on the near sideline will be Everest, and Kate Felch gives it off to Xavier Edwards. Edwards near the top of the key. Edwards looks to penetrate. Edwards tip from behind, gets it back. Now double-team action, and a foul coming up. But only the fifth team foul on West. Warriors can afford to be very aggressive defensively. Still have a foul to give. Number 3 on Griffin Lang. Inbounded, left-hand side. Taken by Casey Studeman. Studeman looking to penetrate. Stops, passes down low. Laid up and in by Xavier Edwards. 11 for Edwards. 54-45. 2.5 minutes to go. Warriors by 9. Pressure being shown by Everest. Left-hand side, Waldvogel. Gets it to Bennett Matson. Matson swings it on the right, taken by Jackson Riley. Riley, 30 feet from the hole. Center circle, Lang. Back over on the near side, Riley. Riley through the double team. Oh, the pass off the hands of Matson, picked up by Studeman, but then thrown away by the Evergreens. Not looking was Cohen Preby. Left-hand side, open three for Waldvogel. Hits it again! Fourth triple for Miles Waldvogel. 12 points for Waldvogel, 12-point lead for the Warriors. 1:55 to go, 57-45. Right wing side, Studeman. Out top, Edwards. He'll try a three off the mark. Rebounds grabbed by Bennett Matson, and I think the Warriors are going to punch their ticket to a regional final tomorrow night. Between the circles, with it is Bennett Matson. Had it poked away, but a foul will be called on Xavier Edwards. And free throws coming up for Bennett Matson. Again, tomorrow I have Storm Hockey in the state final at 3 o'clock. I want to try any possible way to get to Eau Claire tomorrow night if it's in Eau Claire. I got to look at the maps, but boy, oh boy. So much going on this time of year. Free throw is good for Bennett Mattson. Back-to-back great games for Bennett Mattson. The last game of the season against Maryland here tonight, and a timeout call by the Warriors. 1:35 to go, 58-45. Wausau West back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Chad Holmes again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse.